Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Lance Zimmerman, new senior beef analyst for Rabobank. Back with Lance in just a moment.
If there's anything the past 2 years have taught us, it's that people don't always get along and they certainly don't always agree on everything. Now, while we can't help you with your Facebook debates, we can help with resolving many types of agriculture and environmental related issues at no cost. Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation has been helping Oklahomans resolve conflicts since 1987, and the best thing is we can do it without having to go to court. So if you have a conflict that might need some mediation, get more information at ok.gov/mediation.
Never before have two genes for barley yellow drop resistance been stacked into a single Central Plains cultivar. It's Uncharted, another in the innovative new wheat varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. The second gene from intermediate wheatgrass gives a unique level of protection to BYD, keeping the plant green right up until maturity. With Duster and Bentley parentage, Uncharted is well adapted to the Central Corridor and tolerates heavy grazing. Go where you've not gone before with wheat production with Uncharted. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Rabobank has tapped veteran beef industry research analyst and economist Lance Zimmerman to join its Rabo Research Food and Agribusiness team in North America. As senior beef analyst for Rabo Research Food and Agriculture North America, Zimmerman says his goal is to continue providing unparalleled insight and value to beef industry members and other Rabobank clients and stakeholders. We had the chance to talk with him about his new position with Rabo and also about the upcoming reports from USDA on Friday, July cattle on feed, but also that mid-year cattle inventory report. He says that's going to be a really important report for the industry, and it will clearly be showing a reduction in the number of mama cows and heifers in the U.S. beef herd.
We're on pace for a 13.5% culling rate. The prior highs, which we hit on two different occasions, was 12.5%. 12.5% meaning we slaughtered 12.5% to 13.5% this year of that January 1 cow number. And so liquidation is going to be fierce in the cow herd this year. And I think for me, what's more telling is what's happened on the heifer side. And I think we'll see that reflected in the cattle inventory report. We've moved a lot of replacement heifer candidates into the feeder heifer population. Heifers that we thought would be excellent replacement candidates and future mama cows that just sentiments in the countryside and just flat-out forage availability has forced us to change some of those plans. And so we're desperately going to need some rain through the second half of the year and in through the winter and spring of next year to really turn that trend. But a number we thought we'd never want to revisit again, those 14 cow herd lows within sight now over the next several years, just based on the liquidation that we've gone through over the last 12 months.
Basically, when you've got these type of events and you're pulling cows down, it takes a while to get back up and really get back to what you would hope would be a more full production cycle.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. And those folks who have heard me talk as a cattle facts analyst, you'll hear me say this same message here at Rabo, is that expansions and contraction cycles have long tails. And they take a long time to cycle through and change those trends. And it takes significant moisture, just as it takes significant multi-year droughts to really turn these herds one direction or the other. And so as I look at it today, Ron, we're in a situation where the drought is probably going to continue to influence contraction all the way into next year. And it'll take us, hopefully, by the end of 2023, somewhere in that midpoint to end of 2023, if we start getting some rain and precipitation, we can start moderating that contraction trend, moderating that culling rate. And then as we look towards 2024, hopefully turn that tide and start turning it the other direction. But in all likelihood, we probably still have one more year of contraction ahead of us, probably one to two more years of what I would just call a stabilization period at those lows. And then as we look at late 24 into 25, we can start turning that cow herd higher again. And honestly, while that sounds like a long way down the road, that's probably about the fastest that timeline can work out. Because as you said, these are big picture trends. They take a while to shift the other direction.
Senior beef analyst for Rabo, Lance Zimmerman. You got the beef buzz on Ron.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.